After the Synod of Bishops on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, which concluded in the Vatican this past weekend, Church leaders are already preparing for the next such meeting, which will take place in 2009 and focus for the second time on the challenges and the riches of the Church on the continent of Africa. At the Synod's closing Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, Pope Benedict announced he would be visiting two African countries next spring, and Angola, marking 500 years since the first evangelization, and Cameroon, where he will promulgate the working document, or Instrumentum Laboris, for the Second Synod of Bishops on Africa.
I would expect that all the episcopacies of Africa will be in good number in Cameroon to be there for this occasion.
Archbishop John Onaiyekin of Abuja in Nigeria was one of those taking part in the Synod on the Word of God this past month, and he's also been very closely involved with preparations for the next gathering in October 2009.
I was involved for several years in following up what happened after the first African Synod, and we thought we hadn't finished that job, that chapter, when the late Pope John Paul II, quietly, for a lot of people, like a surprise, says the second one is coming. But the moment the announcement was made, it became quite logical, especially in the context of the fact that synods have now become a normal way of moving the church forward. And there's no doubt that the church in Africa needs to be moved forward. But above all, the first African synod is like casting a global glance over the whole work of the church in Africa, because the theme was broad. Evangelization in Africa towards the year 2000. Now the year 2000 has come and we're already almost a decade into the third millennium. And the second African Synod will zero in more specifically on things we already mentioned in 1994. Obviously, a lot of water has passed under the bridge between 1994 and now. I'm not sure whether things are better or whether we've learned our lessons. But in any case, the African Synod will be a wonderful opportunity to once again compare notes, draw attention of the rest of the world to what is happening in Africa. And I believe it will not only deal with the internal affairs of Africa and how badly we rule ourselves, but also in what international context all this is taking place. Because everybody now agrees that the apparent insoluble questions, problems in many parts of Africa, of wars and so on, are not unconnected with foreign influences. Not that one wants to abdicate the responsibility of our leaders, but if we were not in a globalized world, many of those things would have stopped by now. And so perhaps if we could draw the attention of the rest of the world to what is happening, then the proper interventions, we hope, will take place, so that the sources of conflict, the fountains of arms, will be gradually removed, so that people will then have more time to face positive projects in the continent. We would hope that the Pope's visit will generate enthusiasm for the African Synod. The fear that some of us are having is that we are not seeing as much enthusiasm about this second African Council Synod as we saw in the first one, which, however, was a novelty at the time.
Thanks there to Archbishop John Onaiyekin of Abuja in Nigeria.